They say hindsight is 20/20. Ain't that a bitch?
I'm a bush ranger from down under Australia. To the local law enforcement, I was deemed a danger. My temperament was venomous like a red belly. I'm the petulant resident known as Ned Kelly. After my final stand, among the casualties was my younger brother Dan. He was 19, fought beside me till the end, in that suicidal skirmish where I lost all of my friends. And I still recall, through that letterbox view, how we all fall as I was getting shot to the only man in the land that you're afraid to kill. So we stood hand in hand till the final bit of blood spilled. I was put on trial, convicted to the hangman's noose. He stood right there in his fresh clean boots and looked right into my eyes. There were only 25, any last words, and I replied, such is life.
Ooh, and you was put in a state of false security when really it was blurry and gray. As history fell into place, little did he know these were his last few days. And as he passed through fate, dealt him a hand that he couldn't evade. Oh, and he would act too late, and little did he know these were his last few days.
76 years ago, I was getting in the mood for a show, 'cause General Grant and me just claimed a victory over Robert E. Lee, don't you know? When it comes to Civil War, I'm a god. I deserve something I can applaud. An amusing display, like a farcical play, and I may bring my wife Mary Todd. Now I'd had a dream just the other night, people crying in a terrifying fright, all because I was dead, but that's just in my head. I said dreams shouldn't make me uptight. So, to Ford's Theater I went, 'twas the plan, chap. You sockdologizing old man trap. Though the line seems absurd, it's the last thing I heard. Now I'm only a ghost, but still can rap.
Ooh, and you was put in a state of false security when really it was blurry and fray. As history fell into place, little did he know these were his last few days. And as he passed through fate, dealt him a hand that he couldn't evade. He would act too late, and little did he know these were his last few days.
Nils Booth in the mic booth. April 12th, 1865. I woke up, had a shower and a shave. The perfect day to kill Lincoln, Mr. I freed the slaves. Check my 44 Derringer, not to the theater manager. Let's me in the back, I'm gonna be here soon. Look out my hider hole, I can see his top hat. Take aim, blast, and I lay him down flat. Hold my dagger in the air, six Semper Tyrannus. Leap off the balcony, and then I vanish.
Ooh, and you was put in a state of false security when really it was blurry and gray. As history fell into place, little did he know these were his last few days. And as he passed through fate, dealt him a hand that he couldn't evade. Oh, and he would act too late, and little did he know these were his last few